On the line with us, John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service. John, of course, the wind is a huge concern this morning, and already we understand some very significant gusts have been recorded around the area. What is the latest for us?
Yeah, we've already recorded a gust to 60 miles per hour here at the Buffalo Airport, and we might go even a little higher than that as we go through the day. The winds are quickly ramping up this morning. There's already reports of quite a few power outages, some trees down, and some damage from this already. We might see peak gusts of 65 miles an hour or even a few miles per hour higher than that as we go through the late morning and into the afternoon. The wind will stay up pretty much all day and then start to come down this evening after about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening.
Of course, wind just a part of the package in terms of the weather today. What about precipitation and temperatures? What should we expect?
Well, the heavier rain that came through early this morning is moving east of the area, so we're in a little bit of a break right now. Later this afternoon, we'll see some rain and wet snow showers move back in. That shouldn't be a big deal. We might see an inch or so of accumulation on the hills well south of Buffalo this evening with those snow showers. But the wind is the primary concern, and also Lake Erie, because of the strong winds moving up the lake, the water level is rising rapidly. So areas that typically can see flooding along the lake shore and also beach erosion, that's going to be an issue today as well. Route 5, there will likely be water spraying across Route 5 in Hamburg. So if you're driving down that way, be very careful.
And then just moving forward beyond this, what can we hope for here? It's been a disappointing early spring so far in terms of warm weather.
It has, yeah. And as far as temperatures go, there's really no good news in the near future, unfortunately. We're going to be cold through the rest of the week with highs in the 30s. Thursday, Friday, into the weekend, might even see a little bit of minor snow accumulations, even in Buffalo, late Thursday night and Friday morning. And next week is looking on the chilly side as well. It won't be till the very end of next week, maybe by next Friday, where we start to see some warmer weather. So the first half of April is definitely the big story is below normal temperatures.
John Hitchcock of the National Weather Service, as always, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Take care, Jay.